And this is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. I'm Corey Crow. Well, we shouldn't have to say it, but don't stare at the sun on Monday's eclipse. There are dangers of staring at the sun without proper eye protection. Tulane School of Medicine Chair of Ophthalmology, Dr. David Hinkle, says it is extremely tempting to look at the eclipse without protection.
So exciting. It's such an interesting phenomenon. But, you know, just remember the eclipse only lasts a few minutes, and the damage that you can suffer for your vision can last a lifetime.
Now, while Louisiana is not in the direct path of the total eclipse, what is visible, Hinkle says, you will see and still can cause damage to your eye without protection. He recommends certified eclipse glasses with an ISO 12312-2 filter, and beware of the fake ones.
If you can look around and see things with them and ambulate normally, walk around, those are probably not safe to wear.
You can visit reputable sites to purchase glasses, but time is running out. You can order them from the American Astrology Society. While it's never advisable to look directly at the sun, Hinkle says, be mindful on Monday. Louisiana will see the eclipse start around 12:30, with the best viewing for totality around 1:45 p.m., and then it will end by 3:10 in the afternoon in the Bayou State.
There's no time during this eclipse in Louisiana when it's safe to remove your glasses and look at the sun. We're not in the path of totality.
Hinkle says eye doctors will see an increase in patients after solar eclipses from individuals who've burned their retina looking directly at the eclipse or suffering other vision complications. Hinkle says viewing the eclipse through your camera, your cell phone, or reflection can still cause eye damage. He's recommending watching a live stream from NASA's website at eclipse.gsfc.nasa.gov/eclipse. The House Education Committee has approved legislation that would require the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public classroom from elementary school to college. Houghton Representative Dodie Horton is a co-author of the bill and says the Ten Commandments are a historical document on which all laws are based.
It is so important that our children learn what God says is right and what He says is wrong, and to allow this to be displayed in our classrooms.
The measure passed on a 10-3 vote. Representative Barbara Freierberg, a Republican from Baton Rouge, was one of the no votes.
Do we believe that imposing a Christian value that comes from the Ten Commandments on our Muslim friends, or our Islamic friends, or our atheist students is the proper thing to do?
No other U.S. state has such a law. The Supreme Court ruled that posting the commandments in the classroom was unconstitutional because it violated the church and state clause, but supporters of Horton's bill point to a 2022 ruling that says prayers after a football game are not an endorsement of Christianity.